And he is also, he can also have love, affection for him, each other. So one loves anyone, male or female. And wants that he should also love me. He should repay me. And another kinds of person are that, whether anyone love or no, no love, have no love, they will love. And third class, you love or not love, they will love no one, anyone. Understand? The person, they want to love anyone if reciprocal is there. And some, you love or not, they will love. And thirds, you love or not, they will never love anyone. And ask a question, among these, you are in what category? They wanted to fall Krishna in that trap. That Krishna thought, accept that he is guilty. So what kind of guilty he is? Gopis wanted to take Krishna in that category. Krishna told, smiling very gently, having some shame, cloths were wrapped here like he is weaning. And he is telling, very humbly he is telling, those who want to love, in exchange of love, they are not actually love. They are businessmen. To make money, they sell anything, they take their what price and they sell. So those who want to love anyone, that he should also love me, she should also love me. This is really nothing. Only business. No religion, no truth, nothing is there, no quality is there. Only they are businessmen. I am not in this category. Next, he told that they love all, they don't want, and should love or not love, but they love. Like father and mother, like guru. Like son, they want to love their children, not their father and mother. Worldly love goes
down.
And this goes, bona fide love goes up. Towards Krishna. So much difference in that. Krishna told, guru and father and mother, all kinds of guru, they, whether anyone love or not, the sons are disciples, but he will love. And I know that you are in that category. Whether I love you or not, but you love me. Here there is truth. And really, it is love, affection. But I am not in this category also. And thirdly, there are four kinds of these persons. You love or not, they will not love. Those who are satyakam, aptakam, those who are, all kinds of desire have been fulfilled. No desire is there. Whether you, because they don't want to gain anything, they have no any worldly desire at all. So if you love or not love, they will not love. Like Sukadev Goswami, like Sanakshanandan Sanat Kumar, they don't want even a claw to covered there, all these things. They don't want bread, butter, anything. They are not depending to anyone. They are always realizing in their soul And always they cannot take a meal for lakhs and lakhs years. They don't want air also. No heat, no sun, nothing, worldly things. So if you'll go and love, will go your whole wealth, chintamani you can get. No need, no need. Your all kinds of desire have been fulfilled. Then you love or not love, they don't care. Aptakam and Aptaram. Aptaram means those who are always satisfied in their Atma, seeing always and so happy there. They have no influence of Maya at all. And they don't know this body and all these things. They have nothing to do with all these material things. They don't know life and birth and death and all sufferings and sorrow. They are quite above all. So, with worldly love, affection, rapture and all these things, they have nothing to do. After that, one kind of, that those who are akritagya. Akritagya means?
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful creatures. Like, there is a scorpion. He was
floating
in the
river,
and he was going to
sink.
Die, sometimes sinking and suffering. A sadhu came, a Vaishnava came, and he took up and began to take him out of water. But he did so, and it was gone in again water. Again he took, again he did like this. 3 times, 4 times. Then his friend told that, why you are doing so? Then this sadhu was told him that if he will not
leave his nature,
his nature,
how I shall leave my nature?
I will not change my nature also. He should cut, and I will save him. At last he said that. The Vaishnava are like Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 markets and he was about to die, but he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we should not change all these moods. So Krishna is telling, akritagya, those who are akritagya,
ungrateful
to their father, mother and gurus and anyone, you love or not love, they will not do. Some, like, have an example like this. Father and mothers are too old. They cannot do anything. The son is married and he has 2-3 children. The old man doing khasi, cold. In night, and some disturbance for her children and for her. But they were, all the wealth was for this old person coming from there. Very big house, so much wealth, everything was there due to his father. But now he was disrespecting, dishonoring. They are telling, oh, why he is not going to die? Whole day he and night he is
coughing
like this. Whole night. We have no sleep. But he is not remembering. These are ungrateful creatures, like animals. But I am not in this category. You know, if I was like that, then I would not have been appeared again, but I have appeared. And I am not Satta,
Atmaram
or Atmakam, because I called you. And now I'm dancing and doing, all, I'm carrying your all orders. So I'm not Atmaram or Atmakam. I'm not Atmaram. Why? I used to be angry with my mother. When he gives me...
Her breast.
For any reason, he used to keep me here. And I become angry. So, it is not the symptom of Atmakam or Atmaram. Sometimes I tell lie. I have not eaten earth. Sometimes angry. Sometimes I'm weeping. These are not the symptoms of Atmaram or Atmakam. And now I have come, so I'm not ungrateful to you. So be pleased with me. And last, Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi means?
Neglect their Gurudev.
Not letting, doing offense to their Gurudev and father and mother. They are Guru Drohi. If Guru is loving, having so much affection, but they will have no. That. But I am not any of among these. You know that you are my beloved. I am your beloved. I have only gone out of sight that what you are doing in my absence. And whole world will know that they became mad for Krishna. I wanted to
show the glories of
your glories only. Na pareham nirvadya sanjujan. Our meeting is so sacred. And I cannot repay you in long and long lives like demigods, lakhs and lakhs years. Gopis told me, you can repay? How can I repay? Because you have bona fide love for me. My affection, my love is distributed among all the living beings in whole world. There are lakhs and lakhs and coatis, innumerable devotees. So I have to also some affection to them. So my affection and love is divided to all. But your?
Single-pointed.
Single-pointed. Only to me. Told that if I want, that I want to repay, but I cannot repay. Gopi says, why? Because you will ask me that give a benediction that we can serve you more. Understand this?
Yes.
If Krishna will tell that, take any benediction, ask what you want, gopis will tell. Only this. We want only this benediction that we should serve you. And if you will serve, I will be more and more
indebted.
So I cannot do this. I know that you are so much qualified. I cannot repay, but you can repay only. How? He cannot repay. You will, by your qualification, you will forgive me. I'm so not fallen, but not so much affection as you have. So you should forgive me. I cannot repay. Gopi said, oh, you have conquered me. We are defeated. Because you have accepted your defeat. Now you have defeated by this thing, that I have been defeated by you. So we are now defeated. Krishna told that, excuse me. What I have done? I have done for your glorification in whole world. That none are like you. So this is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopi has no ambition, anything that Krishna should love or not love. they are loving to Krishna. Krishna cannot love. Like gopis have affection and love for Krishna. They are ornamenting themselves. They are doing?
Decorated themselves.
They are what?
Braid.
Braid.
And everything. Having so much good flowers here and there.
Good appearance.
That Krishna will see us and he will become so glad and happy. And Krishna becomes happy. He is like Atmaram. No sorrow, no gladness, nothing. But he will be happy to make gopis happy. Each other that. They don't want anything to be paid. So, this is the highest goal. Affection like gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, yes, I'm satisfied. How to have this kind of affection and love to Krishna? Then he told something and we will explain another day. But you should must know that Srimati Radhika's affection was supermost than all. We cannot imagine how kind of love, but also religion. The religion of Atma is the same thing, same love, but not so bibhu.
Broad.
How? Unlimited broad. Fraction love we have, because we are not body of Krishna or Srimati Radhika. We are separated from Krishna, part and parcel of Krishna. So our affection and love is also part and parcel. So, we should try our hard thing. Not to be pleased in this world, not to collect so much things, because you will have to keep here and go. Where to go we don't know. So we should try more and more to develop out this love from Shraddha to Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anuraga. Following the footsteps of Sapkofi. Malli, this is Malli. This is the way. If you want liberation, you can have, you can exercise your mental, all these things, and think that I am Brahma. This is process. And goal is liberation. If you want to serve Narayan, then you can practice Shravanam, Kirtanam, Naudhabhi, with Vaidhi Bhakti. If you want to go more than that, then you should try to serve Rukmani and Satyabhama in Dwarkadish and Jagannath Puri, in Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. If you want, more, like Sakha, then you can follow Sridham Subal Madhumangal Lord. If you want to love Krishna like father and mother, like Yashoda and Nand, you will have to follow them. And if you want to love affection like gopis, then you will have to follow them. And you can help. We will explain another day. Gaur Praman.
Yesterday night you told Gajahanta Prabhu that you would tell everyone the story of how the gopis met Durvasa Muni across the Jamuna.
Wow. You, perhaps you know.
Actually, I have a question tonight.
Once gopis wanted to meet Durvasa Rishi. He was first yogi, Brahma yogi, and he was so powerful. If he will go up, of course, that you should die, anyone can die. So he was very powerful. He used to live across Jamuna.
Durvasa
Tilla. Now we have given that land and that temple 5,000 years, and now you are going to manage. Building new temples and everything.
We have to construct.
We all have to construct. So the gopis wanted to meet Durvasa. Gopis prepared so many kinds of meal, delicious things, and they took it in very big, big golden pots. And they saw that we cannot cross Jamuna because it was flawed, and very big current. The boats were not going because they will be drowned. So they asked Krishna how to cross Jamuna. A very easy thing. You should tell Jamuna, but
Krishna
Brahmachari. You should chant this mantra, Krishna Brahmachari, Krishna Brahmachari. He has never seen any wife, any lady. Woman or lady, and he has not connected to any, no relation at all. He has not seen any woman in his whole life. That we should easily cross. Gopi began to smile, and we should test it. So they went to Jamuna and they told Krishna Brahmachari. If he is Brahmachari, never seen, no
connection,
no relation with any ladies, then we should cross. And telling this, they began to walk over Jamuna River on foot and they crossed. They went there and paid respect to Durvasa Rishi and get lakhs and lakhs dishes full of so good preparations, and they kept there. Durvasa Rishi saw and he took like this. In a moment he took all. No remnant was there, not a single thing, puri or mishti or anything. Cleaned, almost cleaned. Then they did pranam to all two rishis. And they told to Rishi, we want to cross the river Jamuna. And there is so big flood and current. There are no boats. How you can? Krishna told a mantra and we was telling that Krishna is Brahmachari, Krishna is Brahmachari. And telling this, we crossed the river. Krishna has told us to do so. So we have done and crossed the river. Oh. You want to cross river, so you should tell Jamuna. Durvasa Nirahari. Durvasa is Nirahari. He has not taken anything for even his whole life. He has not taken water, anything. Then we should cross river. And telling, they began to walk on the river. And they crossed. Then they came to Krishna and began to laugh and clapping, that you are cheater and we have met your guru. Cheater. He's great teacher. Cheater. Both you are same.
Like guru, like disciple.
Can you explain that you are telling that we have no relation, we have never seen, you have come from the womb of any woman? We know this, that you have come from any woman, and you are telling not rest. And you cannot live without any woman, any moment. We know also. Always gopi, 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 gopi. And we crossed telling this. We know that this is not true, but we crossed. And he took all these things, dishes. Bilkul chat kar gaya. He
clean,
taking all things. No remaining was there. And he is telling that, I have never taken in whole life, then you can cross. And we crossed the river. How it is? Krishna told, certainly it is true, quite true. I don't see any woman. Never, never, never. I have no lust. I have love and affection from all. And Durvasa Rishi is like same. What he takes, gives to me. He never takes for him. Nothing for him. What he does, what he takes, what he smells, what is that, he gives to me. So he does not take. It is true. And I have no like that connection. So I have no relation with women or anything. Then they knew this fact. They know this fact. But for us, they have questioned Krishna, and Krishna has replied him. Krishna has told in Gita, na tesu, na tesu aham. I am doing everything. I am fighting. I am taking. I am with all these things, but
not entangled
in anything. Like sun. Sun gives rays to all, but not attached to anyone. Air, water, they are not attached to anyone. If you go and die, then you will die. No harm, no gain to regard. There is so heat in sun, you may die, you may not die. Sun has nothing to do, nothing to gain and to give. He is
equal.
Unaffected, equal. So Krishna is more than that. So we should know all these things and serve Krishna pure-heartedly. Gaur Premanand.
Hari Krishna.
You should want Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then you should be prepared for Aarti. Then Tulsi Parikrama. And then. Very little. Begin.